Did you know that the front gate is your biggest biosecurity risk? Tune in to learn about some innovative Aussie technology that can help protect your flock and your business from biosecurity risks. Hi everyone, this is Rochelle Osmond and welcome to another episode of the AgriFutures Chicken Meat Program podcast. I'm here today with Chris Aitken, co-founder of ExoFlare, an innovative Australian technology company that is helping Aussie farmers to protect their farms and businesses against biosecurity risks.
Hi, Rochelle, and thanks for having me on the show.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for joining us. So chicken meat farmers understand that biosecurity is important. Avian influenza has raised some serious concerns across Australia and particularly around the world. Since October 2021, there's been an unprecedented number of outbreaks that have been reported in several countries and regions around the world, placing at risk global food security and the livelihoods of those depending on poultry farming. Australia and Antarctica are the only continents to remain free from the damaging H5N1 subtype that has caused the most recent severe impacts. However, in saying this, Australia is not immune to avian influenza, with the most recent outbreak occurring in Victoria in 2020. And this outbreak did cause substantial losses for the farms that were affected. So, Chris, you have commented to me before that the front gate is your biggest biosecurity risk. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, thanks, Rochelle. The best way to protect your flock and protect your ongoing market access is to stop potential biosecurity threats before they enter. And that's why we created ExoFlare People, which is an easy-to-use app that assesses and helps stop biosecurity risks before they enter your property. And we developed and refined the product by working closely with on-farm teams, including growers, vets, service people, and processors, to really address the needs of the chicken meat industry.
That's really interesting, Chris. Can you tell me a bit more about what ExoFlare People does and how it works?
Yeah, certainly. It's helpful to think about two different scenarios. So the first one is during peacetime when we're trying to prevent outbreaks. And secondly, what would happen during an outbreak? So during peacetime, you could think of ExoFlare as an easy way to digitally manage biosecurity screening of people coming onto your site. So we ask each visitor a small number of relevant biosecurity questions, in particular to check things like if they've had contact with birds or visited an area of risk prior to their visit. And, you know, it was interesting. We had a farm that was installing ExoFlare tell us a story about a visitor that came on site, and it wasn't until the visitor was actually standing in the sheds and they said, oh, those chickens look like the ones I have at home. And you can imagine the trouble that they created. And what ExoFlare does is it automatically creates and sends a biosecurity questionnaire that's configured for your site, and it collects the visitor and delivery records and risk profile of each visit. And automating risk assessment allows farm managers to quickly assess people coming on site and advise them of any risk mitigation strategies. For example, if a visitor's vehicle has not been cleaned, they could use the on-site vehicle instead. And ExoFlare People is easily configured per site to remind visitors of their biosecurity actions and risk mitigation activities, things like washing hands, showering, washing equipment before they come on site, etc. And we can configure both internal and external quarantine and downtime requirements between sites and automatically flag any risks of visits that may have happened during that period. So that's a sort of an overview from a peacetime point of view. Then during an outbreak, if contact tracing then becomes required, instead of having to drive around to each of the sheds to pick up paper visitor books and visitor and delivery records and having to then manually enter that everywhere, instead they can be downloaded instantaneously by authorized growers, processors, and suppliers by clicking a button on your computer, which would then speed up contact tracing within the hours and days of the response, enabling quicker isolation to reduce the potential spread of a disease. And then beyond all of that, just from a pure operational point of view, we've implemented some powerful notifications. So for example, if someone like a mechanic checks in, assuming that they're a low-risk visitor, then you can just meet them automatically at the shed and they can have the gate code sent to them to let them come in and saving you time in the field. And it also provides evidence of contractors and delivery people actually coming when they said they would, or when they actually did turn up.
That sounds really helpful, actually, Chris, in both those different scenarios that you've pointed out, both in the peacetime and also responding to outbreaks if something was to actually happen. So could you tell me a little bit more about the team behind ExoFlare?
Yeah, absolutely. The ExoFlare team came primarily from the data analytics group at CSIRO, And we're heavily focused on user research and co-design to influence the tools and solutions that we build. And so, as I mentioned earlier, we work closely with farm teams across growers, vets, service people, and processors to make sure that we're really addressing the biosecurity needs of chicken meat farms in particular. And we receive and seek ongoing on-farm user feedback to improve our tool regularly. So we're really keen to hear from users. And we've been fortunate to hear great feedback from our customers who've been pleased with the strong biosecurity focus and the ease of use of our tool.
Thanks for that, Chris. I guess there is one question as well too, because you are collecting a lot of data as well in this ExoFlare biosecurity risk assessment. So how can Australian chicken growers know that their data will be kept private?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. We believe deeply in protecting the privacy of the data, and we adhere to the National Farmers Federation Farm Data Code principles. And in practical terms, what that means is that you control your data and who can access it. And we're also exploring ways of ensuring that you could pre-authorize, for example, in an outbreak scenario, that certain bodies, whether they're regulatory bodies or others inside your own organization, could immediately get access to data to speed up response times. But apart from that, we're very clear about who owns the data and what can be done with it.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for that. So for Australian chicken meat industry participants who want to know more about this or sign up to the ExoFlare people, what's the next step?
Sure. So AgriFutures has funded free access for all Australian chicken meat industry participants for the next 15 months, which takes us through to January 2025. So for those who want to get started or learn more, please visit our website, which is www.exoflare.io/people/chicken-meat. And we'll hopefully put a link to that in the podcast as well. Or you can call our customer success team on 0406-304-616. And that website again is www.exoflare.io/people/chicken-meat.
That's excellent. Thank you so much for that, Chris. So for anyone that does want to get on board with this ExoFlare people and help to make their biosecurity a lot easier and managing their risks, please do jump on that website. But thanks again for joining us, Chris. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today. So thank you.
Thanks, La Rochelle. Appreciate it.